I, you know, I don't want to be hard on you. I love you, and I'm on your side. And maybe some of you might question that right now, but don't. I tell you what I do know is this. No one gets away with bitterness. Isn't poisoning interesting? You get poisoning in your blood, in a wound, and it sort of gets very red and festered, and then it starts traveling up your veins, and lines go all over the place, so finally it just corrupts your entire system. And I'm here to say to you from God that He loves you. He wants to get you out of this bitterness.
Amen.
And that I'm just having the hardest time in all the world believing you're happy with it.
Yeah.
And I'm believing that you're here today because you want to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, my God, I believe there's some of that stuff flowing through my veins right here and now. And I've just taken this thing too lightly. I'm going to have to stop this. I'll tell you one thing I can just throw out quickly. You know, in 2 Samuel 23, chapter 23, verses 1 onwards, David talks about himself, and he says he's the sweet psalmist of Israel. And I believe that was the secret to David. Why did God love David so much, and why did he say David was a man after his own heart? I'll tell you what it is. He was a sweet man.
Yeah.
He was sweet in his heart.
Sure.
He was the one who wrote all those fabulous psalms about making sure your heart's right with God. He was the one about whom we preach every time we dig into the psalms, almost every time. It's always David and his sweet spirit. Excuse me. I want you to choose a sweet spirit. You see, I believe when you get saved, and the Bible teaches this, you have the potential for a sweet spirit. Now, if you've never been born of the Spirit, how could you have a sweet spirit? But if you're born of the Spirit, you can have a sweet spirit. I think one of the biggest problems is that folks don't realize how serious bitterness is. It is a serious thing, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe I should just elaborate just slightly. Let me say this. Bitter people are closed. They're resistant. They form their opinions. They're pessimistic about everything else. Sweet people are open and they're supportive. They're optimistic. I wrote this down. The Spirit of God so convicted me of this. You can't be sweet and not have a diligent spirit. You can't be sweet and not have a diligent spirit. Well, diligence and sweetness go together. Sweetness produces diligence. When you've got a sweet spirit about you, you're careful, you're caring, you're responsible, you take things to heart. That's diligence. That's diligence. Hard-heartedness is how bitterness survives. Isn't that interesting? Hard-heartedness is how bitterness survives. That's the opposite of having a sweet spirit. Soft-heartedness is how your sweet spirit survives. I'm going to keep my heart soft there. I'm not going to ever get to the stage where I can't be told. I'm not going to ever get to the stage where I'm going to say no or have an attitude about you. I'm not going to forgive you again. That's bitterness. You, folks, it's not a preaching style or trick when ministers of the gospel tell you you get more hurt by your bad attitude than the folks who are going to put up with your nonsense. Now, I'm not saying it's not hard to put up with you, especially those of us who've got leadership gifts and we're motivated. We want to tell you to shut up and sit down. But I've got news for you. In the final analysis, you're not going to rub off on someone with a sweet spirit.
No.
Because you learn to make the right decisions in your head. Well, I could respond this way to what she just said, but I won't. I could respond this way to just getting fired, but I won't. I could respond that way to this situation, but I won't. I'll respond sweet in God.